All right, on this Wednesday morning, less than 3 weeks away from Election Day, we're talking to candidates running for local offices. The District 3 seat on the St. Clair County Board of Commissioners is up for grabs. Democrat Howard Heidemann, after many years on the County Commission, has opted not to seek re-election. We talked last week with Port Huron City Councilwoman Lisa Beeden, who is the Democrat seeking to win that seat. And joining us right now, her Republican challenger, Zachary Smith. Zach, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Appreciate you. I'm doing well. How are you?
Pretty good.
Appreciate you joining us this morning. Well, I guess let's just start by having you tell us a little bit about yourself. Who is Zachary Smith?
Well, I grew up here on the South Side, South Side Strong. Graduated from PHHS, went to SC4. And really, I've volunteered in the community and have a great passion for it.
And what made you decide that you wanted to serve on the County Board of Commissioners?
I wanted to give the county a bit more of a voice, at least here from the South Side, as well as try and help out to oversee the completion of a few different projects.
And what projects are those that that you're interested in?
Well, I'm interested in things like the county airport becoming more improved, as well as being able to see the completion of things like the St. Clair Inn, the City Flats Hotel, as well as the Harrington Inn.
And what can the county do to help with? I mean, obviously the airport, that's a county property. But what about those privately owned endeavors? What can the county do to assist?
I know we can give support in different ways, as well as help out to create the best economic opportunities for the area. Different ways of assisting through just communication, as well as different forms of support.
And how important are those projects, Zach, in your mind?
I believe they help to improve our community moving forward, as well as create opportunities for our youth to come back and move forward.
What are some other things that you would want to make priorities on the county board? What committees, for example, would you be interested in serving on? And what would some of your priorities be as a county commissioner?
As a county commissioner, I'd like to try and help our community recover from this COVID epidemic, as well as improve the different parks and recreation in the area. The different beaches, as well as parks, help bring in a lot to the community, a lot of tourism and a lot of industry, which is why I'm kind of focused on that.
What do you think of the county's response thus far to COVID, and what do you see as the challenges in the year ahead?
I think we've been doing well for the information we got, although this hit us as well as every other part of the state kind of by surprise. And I think we've done a great response overall, although I'd like to see us try and prepare. I know we're going to have to deal with cutting budgets as well as trying to make everything work together moving forward. But I believe we'll be able to do all this. And I have faith that we'll be able to recover rather quickly after all this is done.
Certainly, there's a financial toll, whether it's county government, municipal government, city government, state government, and the feds as well. Preparing a budget, is going to be most likely a challenge for the county, isn't it?
Yes, it will. But I believe we'll be able to make things work out. At least, that's hopefully how things are going to go.
As you prepared your campaign and you've observed the County Board of Commissioners, Zachary, what is your estimation of the role that a county commissioner plays? What does the commission really do?
Well, we act as a liaison for the county and the people. In a sense, we help build budgets as well as try and direct where our funds are going to be used forward. We got to be a voice for the people in that sense, as well as help direct people move. We got to help people if they have an issue with anything from the water bank, from the water mains to the parks. If there is a problem, we got to be able to communicate with our people very straightforward and try and direct them to the best possible answer. And if not, as well, maybe create one.
We're talking with Zachary Smith. He is the District 3 Republican candidate. And as we mentioned, Howard Hyden has been the lone Democrat on the board for many years. And by the way, let's just talk a little bit about this. I mean, it's really kind of a nonpartisan role, but you have to run as a Republican candidate. Any thoughts on, your party affiliation and making the county commission an entirely Republican run board? How would you fit in as a Republican, do you think?
I look at the role as you got to be able to represent everybody. Although I understand that there are some vastly different interests going through with it, as a Republican, I think it would be better to step back in the form of government and allow things to carry on with how people directly believe in what they're seeing or believe in doing. But I think that generally the role taken will be something that, you got to try and help out people no matter who they are or what they believe in. So I believe as a Republican, I should be able to help out the people of this district no matter what they believe in.
And as the people of this district make their decision on the November ballot, Zachary, why should they vote for you for St. Clair County Board of Commissioners?
If they want somebody who they can have a good conversation with, as well as somebody who will be able to help them really communicate their ideas onto the board and help and is going to work tirelessly to make sure that Port Huron, as well as St. Clair County, moves forward, I would be glad to be one of their votes.
All right, Zach. Appreciate your time this morning. Good luck on November 3rd.
Thank you, and I hope you have a good day as well.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.